I remember the excitement and the terrible alarm that worried everybody when William broke his arm, and how frightened Pa and Ma got only just the other day when they couldn't find the baby, 'cause he'd up and walked away. But I'm sure there's no excitement that our house has ever shook like the times Ma can't remember where she's left her pocketbook. When the laundry boy is standing at the door and wants his pay, Ma hustles in to get it, and the fun starts right away. She hurries to the sideboard, 'cause she knows exactly where she can put her hand right on it, but alas, it isn't fair. She tries the kitchen pantry, and she goes upstairs to look, and once more she can't remember where she's put her pocketbook. She tells us that she had it just a half an hour ago, and now she cannot find it, though she's hunted high and low. She searched the kitchen cupboard and the bureau drawers upstairs, and it's not behind the sofa or beneath the parlor chairs. She makes us kids get busy searching every little nook, and this time she says she's certain that she's lost her pocketbook. She phones Pa at the office, and he laughs, I guess, 'cause then she always mumbles something about the heartlessness of men. She calls to mind a peddler what came to the kitchen door, and she's certain from his whiskers and the shabby clothes he wore and his dirty cuffs and collar that he must have been a crook. And she's positive that feller came and got her pocketbook. But at last she always finds it in some queer and funny spot where she'd shoved it in a hurry and had somehow clean forgot. And she heaves a sigh of gladness, and she says, "Well, I declare, I would take an oath this minute that I never put it there. And we're peaceable and quiet till next time Ma goes to look and finds she can't remember where she's put her pocketbook."